The latest installment of the Redskins Fit program took place on Monday at Kelly Miller Middle School in Northeast Washington, D.C., as the Redskins Charitable Foundation teamed up with the American Dairy Association Northeast for a Fuel Up the Play 60 combine. 100 students from Kelly Miller took part in the event, which was led by Redskins wide receiver Pierre Garçon and the first ladies of football, the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. There was plenty for the students to do and snack on as the young men and women rotated around four different stations, one of which gave Garçon a nice workout a day after taking on the Lions. Garçon took it in stride because it was for a great cause, to promote fitness and proper eating habits among our youth.
It's very important because it keeps you healthy, you know, keeps their metabolism up, keeps their, you know, just whole body, their whole feature, their whole mindset. Well, you know, health is very important in our society, and we definitely want to start them young, you know, so it's not too late later on in life.
The Charitable Foundation's Executive Director, Jane Rogers, was thrilled with the amount of students that took part in the event and how energetic they were throughout.
With or without our players, they respond incredibly well. They like an opportunity to see some fresh faces. You know, every day they got great teachers that are working with them, but it's really nice to have somebody new come into the school and provide, you know, just a little outlet. So every one of our events is a huge success, but when we're able to bring a big star like Pierre out, we're very excited to be able to have them meet him and get some ideas on what he does to stay fit and healthy and make sure he's ready for game day.
Representing D.C. Public Schools was Director of Health and Physical Education, Miriam Kenyon. Kenyon, like Rogers, had a great time watching the kids give it their all, especially when it came to dancing.
Kids looked like they were having a ball, especially dancing. I haven't seen middle school kids, like, doing all their moves, like, as much as I mean, I used to be a middle school P.E. teacher, and they were too cool to dance back then, so they were having a blast today.
When it's all said and done, Garçon says, as an organization, the Redskins are just trying to give back to an entire community that's given them so much support.
It's amazing. You know, these are our future. Some of them are future Redskins. So, you know, the Redskins want to get them healthy early so they can be out there to help us. But, you know, the Redskins definitely love the community, definitely love the people that support them. And that's why, you know, they want to put on these events that are helpful for the community.